Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray. With me is Naomi Sarah. Naomi and I are poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to the group or the website to call in, to share, to listen and enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Now, tonight is our sensual poetry night. If you find that this is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. Also, if you get an opportunity, make sure to check out the poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets on Amazon, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And hello, Naomi. How's it going?
Hello. Hello. Good, good, good. Super. Always
wonderful.
Good to be here, Pam.
Yes, yes. And always good to be hanging out with you and, you know, other cool poets. I'm definitely looking forward to tonight's poetry. Louie Wildove and Grey Eyes Smith ran a contest with a song prompt and a quote prompt in around the theme of the taste of you. So I think there's definitely going to be some steamy stuff tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking
for sure.
Looking forward to it. Yes. A nice lineup of poetry. For those who are wondering and who know that it's Grey Eyes Night and Louie's Night, Gray will be hopefully, I'm thinking here sometime within the end of the first hour, beginning of the second. And I'm not sure when Lou Yu will arrive, but, you know, in the meantime, Naomi and I will go ahead and get things started. And let's see. First of all, I'm going to bring somebody on. So here we go. Hello, area code 760. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to?
This is Scott. Hi, Naomi. Hi, Pam. How are you tonight?
Oh, doing wonderful. And how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Got my drink ready and time to listen to some poetry, maybe read one or two if you guys need me to.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Always great to have a man voice.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have to agree. And in fact, you know what? The first poem we have up was written by a guy. And so therefore, Scott, I'm going to put you to work right away. We have Delicious by a Muse and Writer. And go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Okay. You got it posted there. All right. Delicious. Scent of your breath. Whoops. I'm going to restart and give credit to where it's due. Delicious by a Muse and Writer. Scent of your breath upon my neck. Warm vapor creates dewdrops. Tongue leaps out to tease and taste. Suddenly I'm lost in place. For all my strength I'm wrapped in lace, all without the slightest trace of stunning, seductive face. I spin and turn and eat with aching burn to seize your passion tongue. My own tango dancing, warm, moist song romancing. Our sound groans aloud, footsteps on a cloud. Sink down with me, O destiny. Let be, forgotten, lowly world. You slain me with heart's blade. I sigh as to see remade this crescendo symphony. Cry, O cry, sweet glory. Explore, explore, seeking more. Let skin on skin explain. Only denial would be pain. Thought provokes, yearning cloaks my deeds inside this woman here. Lost, yet found, joy's perfect tear. End poem.
Wonderful read, Scott. And amusing writer. That's a name I don't think I've seen before, so it's always good for me to be able to see new names, and I hope we hear more from them. This is a wonderful sensual write. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, first of all, Scott, that was a delicious read, like the title of the poem. This is and a delicious write. You know, it kind of like danced across the page. You know, well, it does have tango dancing in there, and you know, footsteps on a cloud. I love that line there, footsteps on a cloud. You know, I just love that's part of that stanza there, to seize your passion tongue, my own tango dancing, warm, moist song romancing, our sound groans aloud, footsteps on a cloud. Love the flow and the rhyme throughout the poem too. Just a gorgeous sensual write here.
It really is. I have to agree. And you're right. It does have a nice rhyme and flow. And Scott, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I fully agree with everything Naomi was saying about that third stanza. It's It's really well written. Definitely enjoyed the rhythm and the rhymes throughout it. Very smooth. Didn't feel forced in any way, shape, or form. Then also that second to last stanza I thought was really nice as well. Sink down with me, O destiny. Let be forgotten, lowly world. You slain with heart's blade. I sigh as ecstasy remade. This crescendo symphony. Cry, oh cry, sweet glory. Just like I say, the rhythm and the rhyme of it, very smooth and really well done.
It really is. It really is. And I too also like that second to last stanza with the mention of I sigh as ecstasy remade this crescendo symphony. Cry, oh cry, sweet glory. To me, I really like that there is both a emotional and physical seduction. With the I like the lines, only denial would bring pain, thought provokes, yearning cloaks my deeds inside this woman here, lost yet found, joy's perfect tear. There's such a strong emotional reaction to being physically close to somebody that you just can really sense the love and the desire within those lines. And so beautifully written and very well done. And let's see what we got next. All right. And up next, we have You by Kitty the Naughty Poet. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Okay, You by Kitty the Naughty Poet. Warm painted breath, strong and shallow, sizzle in the air between unspoken dreams, crackle like an electric light bulb only just being used, yellow eyes like wolf howling up at a silver moonlight stream, bore into my pale blue ocean beam. His voice is warm and husky like melted chocolate, caramel fudge over my flushed porcelain skin. Black hair tied up in Viking braids, flowing down to the middle of his broad shoulders as they wrap around my slender figure. A bearded chin like a death rocky lord, out to cause some mayhem, tickling my flesh as his lips trail kisses down my neck, as my slender fingers devours his godlike body, wrapping ropes around his beauty, letting it hold him as I taste his thoughts upon my tongue's tip. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi, and what a beautiful sensual write by Kitty the Naughty Poet. And Scott, your thoughts on this?
First of all, that was a wonderful read, Naomi. You definitely brought it to life really well. I'm sure Kitty would be very happy with the way you read that. In addition, yeah, very passionate. I could say there's a number of lines here that I think are really awesome and everything. I kind of like the third to last stanza, the black hair tied up in Viking braids. You know, I could totally envision that. And the Viking hat and the long hair all braided and everything. I think that's an amazing line. I also like the first line of the second to last stanza. A bearded chin like a Dothraki lord, out to cause some mayhem, tickling my flesh as his lips trail kisses down my neck. So very passionate, very smooth and rhythmic all through it, and the rhymes are amazing as well. So great write.
Yeah, it is definitely, you're right, one of those writes where you can just so imagine the imagery, the long flowing hair, you know, and all of that. And I really like that too. So great comment there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I just thought of one word, yummy, yummy, yummy. you know, especially when she got to that melted caramel fudge. Yeah, yummy, yummy. Anything with chocolate in it, me, you got me. Although I always seem to be on a diet, but maybe that's why. Sugar rush. I need a sugar rush. And this was like a real, you know, sugar rush. The whole poem, just amazing. You know, the slender fingers devours his godlike body, wrapping ropes around his beauty, letting it hold him as I taste his thoughts upon my tongue's tip. I just love that ending. Just amazing, amazing right here by Kitty the Naughty Poet.
It really is. You know, I really like the reference to the Dothraki Lord, which if I remember right, doesn't that have to do, that's that show that used to be on in that book series. What is that called again? Oh, shoot, you can tell I wasn't a fan, but I still recognize it.
Isn't that Game of Thrones?
Yes, that is it, Game of Thrones. So I'm guessing mm-hmm. Kitty is a Game of Thrones fan. I should, and I think it would be a show I would like if I'd ever gotten around to watching it. You know, I really like her imagery and this attention to detail, like yellow eyes, like a wolf howling up at a silver moonlight stream. You know, as my slender fingers devour his godlike body, wrapping ropes around his beauty, letting it hold him as I taste his thoughts upon my tongue's tip. You know, it was beautiful and sensual all the way through, but it really reached its peak at the end. So just an amazing sensual write, and very well done there, Kitty. All right. And up next we have Craving Her by Forgotten Dream. And it goes like this. I inhale her garden breath, notes of jasmine with hints of crushed green leaves wafting on the humid air that crackles between us. Her smile is a wet tongue tracing the outline of my mouth, coaxing me closer, and parched lips collide like particles. Body glowing like constellations are draped over her curved silhouette. My fingers are gossamer fabric sweeping lightly from glistening shoulder to flushed hip, dipping my face to sparkling clavicle, kisses sear like meteor streaking vanilla and lily of the valley, radiates from steamy skin, swirling in saliva, coating teeth like sticky taffy. I swallow mouthfuls hungering for her flavors and poem. And wonderful, wonderful use of imagery. I'm always impressed with Forgotten Dream's poetry. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, this was really, oof. I first of all, I love, you know, the way she included, you know, scents and flowers and, you know, the jasmine and, you know, the vanilla and the lily of the valley. You know, that those were really nice touches there. And, you know, but I just loved, you know, the way, of course, again, the ending, you know. You know, the vanilla and lily of the valley radiate from steamy skin, swirling in saliva, coating teeth like sticky taffy. That's such a neat line there, coating teeth like sticky taffy. I swallow mouthfuls, hungering for flavors. You know, oof, another hot right here, and just amazing, you know, the body glowing like constellations, just amazing lines throughout, and awesome right here.
It truly is, and I have to agree with you. It's a treat for all the senses when you have, like, you know, not only the visuals, but the scent and the taste brought in, and even the textures, like the you can feel the sticky taffy between your teeth. So just, I really like that comment there, Naomi. And Scott, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you guys on that second to last stanza. It's pretty amazing. It was a really great read on your part, Pam. You definitely brought out the sound of the poem. And looking at that third stanza in this, I also think that one's really good as well. The whole poem is, but there's, you know, a couple that stood out, that second to last one and the third to last one as well. Body glowing like constellations are draped over her curved silhouette. My fingers are gossamer fabric sweeping lightly from glistening shoulder to flushed hip. So very smooth and just a beautiful image of the light of the constellations and that kind of stuff over a silhouette. So really beautiful, right?
It really is. It really is. Yeah. And I did like that mention of the use of gossamer fabric sweeping lightly from glistening shoulders to flushed hips. You really just could feel that fabric, how light it was, and you could even see the movement of it as it flowed. So, yeah, there was a wonderful sense of delicate moment in this. I really like notes of jasmine with hints of crushed green leaves wafting on the humid air that crackles between us. You know, you can just imagine the sensuality happening in a hot summer day or night. And I also like the use of the word clavicle, the shoulder bone. I think there's intimate areas that people don't often think about when writing sensual poetry. And I really feel like the clavicle is one that doesn't get enough recognition. So I know it's a small detail, but I like when small details are paid attention to. I thought this was beautifully written and very well done.
Indeed.
And up next, we have The Ties That Bind by E.J. Cool. And we have a recording for that one. So let me find that. And here we go.
The Ties That Bind by E.J. Cool. Cool leather slides across my arcing abdomen. Subtle shivers give rise to the finest blonde hairs. Streaming trails of saliva, like warm albumin, run down my trembling chin to part in paltry pairs. Skin kissed to skin, plush silk smoothed against sleek satin, merging muscle contortionists drip diamond gems, sheathed and unsheathed, fevered passions, passage sanctioned, swallowing, swelling, swirling thunderstorms intense. Cypress irises meet kyanite meteors, flushed cheeks betray libidinous words unspoken, fields of petechia float in milky ether, tangled ties that bind remain wholly unbroken. Drifting in Egyptian sands and petrichor steam, tracing tingling hands to steeple numb fingertips, swimming in chiffon linen and ambrosial cream, threading time permits, heavenly bodies eclipse.
Wonderful read and write there, EJ, and thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in to read your poem, the next best thing is to make a recording. because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Scott, your thoughts on this poem?
Recently, I just kind of began to notice EJ, and EJ is quite the writer. She definitely has just a way with words, and the second stanza, I think, is a great example of it. Skin kissed to skin, plush silk smooth against sleek satin, you know, with the S repetition there, the merging muscle, contortionist drip diamond gems, sheathed and unsheathed, fevered passions, passage sanctioned, swallowing, swelling, swirling, thunderstorms, intense. So very, just a passionate feel to the words. And as I read them, I feel the need to put passion to the words. So, it's a very strong, passionate write.
It definitely is. It yes, and you're right. You know, EJ is an amazing poet. I highly recommend that anybody who hasn't taken time to read her poetry do so. And I like the part that you brought up, because, you know, the idea of where it mentions the contortions, because there really is that strong sense of movement within those lines that I really think added to the sensuality of the write. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I agree with both of you. And, you know, Scott was saying, you know, that her use of alliteration throughout this poem is just amazing. And it's so well done that, you know, you hardly notice it, but it adds so much to the poem. Like that stanza that he just read there, that Scott just reread, you know, just amazing. It just, you know, and you, and like you said, the passion, you feel the passion, you know, it's throughout this poem. I just love that drifting in Egyptian sands and petrichor steam, tracing tingling hands to steeple numb fingertips, swimming in chiffon linen and ambrosial cream, threading time permits, heavenly bodies eclipse. You know, just sublimely written all throughout. Just amazing, amazing right here by EJ.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're both right. The alliteration does add to it. It's got, especially with the subtle S sounds. And I have to say that chiffon and petrichor are two of my favorite words. I really like the swallowing, swelling, swirling thunderstorms intense. And the drifting in Egyptian sands and petrichor steam, tracing tingling hands to steeple numb fingertips. It really just beautiful, passionate write, very seductive, and very well done. All right. And let me tease. My finger keeps flipping and clicking on the wrong group. That won't do me any good. All right, let's try this. Here we go. All right. Sweet Relief by Sarub Rezada. And Scott, would you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. Sweet Relief by Sarub Rezada. Caress delicately faint. Kiss of butterflies' wings so frail, powdery, soft pollen grains. Silk or light silk kimono slips and slides, gliding down the creamy thighs. Soft moans, hot ecstatic breaths, sporadic spurts of joyful sighs. Squirms like a writhing snake, quivering lips and joyous pain, thunder warns of impending rain. Resonating moves, hot and wet, tight claw clasp of tiger crabs, shuddering motion, rhythmic gasps, sighing with each scorpion jab. She beseeches, begs, and pleads, a holding dam to burst and breach. Sweet release is all she seeks in foam.
Great read there, Scott. And I see that he had put in his hand, this was written 3 years ago, and he says, my first ever attempt at writing an adult poem. I have to say, for his first attempt at writing a sensual poem, this was particularly good. And I actually wouldn't mind checking out more of his stuff to see, you know, how it's, you know, if it's grown and changed over the years. So wonderful sensual write. And Naomi, your thoughts?
This is a poem that drew me right into the, you know, I was right there, you know, I was seeing all this unfolding in front of my my eyes here, the light caresses, you know, I just love that delicately faint kiss of butterfly wings, so frail, powdery, soft pollen grains. And then, you know, he put in the kimono, the light silk. I see that, you know, slipping and sliding over her shoulders, over her thighs, and hearing her soft moans. Yeah, this for a first write, oh my gracious, I wonder what he writes now, but this is just amazing. You know, just a powerful sensual write that brought me right there in that instant, in that time. So just an amazing write here.
It truly is. And it does bring you into the moment. And I think that's an important thing for oftentimes your essential right to do, you know, because oftentimes they are focused on just one moment rather than, you know, spread out. I like the light silk kimono slips and slides gliding down the creamy thighs. Not only is that wonderful rhyme, but the imagery and the movement of the kimono sliding off her body and down really just is attention grabbing. Very just wonderfully passionate all the way through and very well done. And yeah, I have to say there's been so far just an amazing lineup of poetry tonight. For sure. I'm very impressed. Oh, and I see Frank on the board. And yes, Frank, you do hear Pam and Naomi and Scott and, you know, Gray and Lou are supposed to be showing up soon. But in the meantime, you get to hear our lovely voices. So there you go.
Put up. That's all you're gonna get. Hi, Frank, by the way.
Yeah, it's always good, you know, I have to say it is always good to see people hanging out on the boards, because I know not everybody can call in, although we encourage people to do so as much as they can, because we love hearing from people. But, you know, right now we've got Stelina and we've got Poetic Picasso, a.k.a. Frank, hanging out on the board in Late Night Poets, and that is very much appreciated. And, all right, up next we have Undress
Can I comment
me.
On this poem, Pam?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to skip you. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Thank you. Because, yeah, I really like this poem quite a bit. It really has a great flow through it. And I really like some of the internal rhyme in it rather than end rhymes. And, you know, some of the end rhymes are really good off rhymes, like slides and thighs and stuff like that. But then also having, like, slides and gliding right next to each other internally in the rhyme and stuff, I think also really adds to this. And so just overall, there's a lot of really great images in this and everything. I think it's a great first attempt at an adult poem. And I can't wait till I become an adult so I can write one myself.
Oh, yeah. I know the feeling. Yeah, I like that. Was a great comment. You know, I did like that you brought up the inner rhyme, because besides being a wonderful sensual rite, you know, and the thing is, you know, people are so different in the way they observe and comment on poetry. You know, like sometimes, like I'm a person that oftentimes, besides the emotional, things will stand out as far as what makes something, to me, a technically good poem. And I guess I had kind of missed the inner rhyme in this one. But once you said that, I was like, yeah, you know what? He's right. So excellent comment there. And all right, up next we have Undress Me by Casey Day. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Of course. Undress me. I'm in love, the kind of love that burns the skin right from your bones, makes you ache and kisses you in a hidden place. I promised, a promise I'll break myself a little more. I slip into old habits, kind of habits that leave you at glass-shattered rock bottom, licking cheap liquor off the floor, scattered like the pieces of who you were before. She's a war. She's a war. She's a war. End poem.
Wonderful right there. I mean, well, it was a wonderful right, but I was going to say wonderful read. I just get, you have such a captivating reading voice, Naomi. You know, Casey is really very good. She's good at two things, in my opinion. Well, probably a lot of things, but two things that I'm going to bring up now. And that is brevity and dark sensuality. You know, there's just some things that you wouldn't even think to put in a sensual rite, like, you know, the flesh coming off bones, but it makes such a wonderful metaphor. You know, the kind of love that burns the skin right from your bones. That is such a wonderful metaphor for that powerful reaction that you when somebody you really love touches you. And, you know, it's interesting, I slip into old habits, kind of habits that leave you at glass-shattered rock bottom. There's a sensuality to this, and at the same time, there's this brokenness, this, you know, as it says, this pattern of doing the same things over and over again that hurt a person. And yet you can, and it's definitely a right you can deeply feel. Beautifully written and very well done. And Scott, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is definitely a powerful poem in many ways. One in the brevity of it. Also the idea that it gives you this feeling of somebody who's giving in to something they know is not good for them. And they know that they're going to end up shattered and rock bottom and feeling like a whore. And so it's powerful. The way that it ends and in the repetition of it and all of that stuff is just... it's really just a powerful write, and I absolutely agree with your comment on Naomi's read of it, as she brought it to life really well, I feel, and stuff. But yeah, Casey, to me, never really fails to have that power punch somewhere within her poems. So.
She really does. I like that power punch. It's a perfect description of her poetry. And yet, you're right. There is a sense of somebody giving in to something that will destroy them. So great comment. I'm sorry, Naomi. Oh, my gosh. Too many names to remember. All right. Naomi, your thoughts.
First of all, like I know what you know, when Scott said the word, I was there. It's not a war; it's a whore. It's a whore. Yeah, you don't pronounce the W like in English. So, about that, Casey. Scott said, what a powerful poem. Licking cheap liquor off the floor, scattered like the pieces of who you were. And then the repetition of she's a whore, she's a whore, she's a whore. You both said this. It represents. There's a lot of. It's very powerful, but it's also very powerful in the way it's shattering and painful. And it could be that you fall in love with the wrong kind of men over and over and over again, or just that she goes down that path that one night stands, maybe, trying to find love in those one night stands over and over and over again. Just a powerful write here by Casey Day, like she can do them. So just amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment there. And I'd like to welcome Bobby to the show. Welcome, Bobby. Glad you could join us.
Hey. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
And how are you doing? Bobby, are you on mute already?
No.
Did everyone else just briefly hear her and then nothing?
Yeah.
Are you there, Bobby?
Do you have a headset you need to adjust, Bobby?
Nope.
Okay, Bobby, I'm really sorry, but you are so fading in and out. So you might want to try to hang up and call back. Other than that, if you have like a headset or something you're wearing, you might need to adjust it because we just hear you very briefly and then you go back out. So just letting you know. I'll make sure to keep an eye out for her. In the meantime, we got up My Darling by SYW9007, and it goes like this. My darling, as the starlights sleep, they are shining, my darling, give thy beauty to my heart's keep. My darling, you are everything. My darling, you bring the sleeping bird song that they sing. And poem. And that was just a lovely and romantic brevity. I have to say I was wonderfully impressed with that one. And before we continue on with comments, I'd like to say hello, Bobby. Welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. Okay, Bobby dropped. Well, let's try Frank. All right. Hello, Frank. Welcome to the show. Glad you could join us.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ooh,
yep. You got a little bit of static. What's that?
Having trouble with the phones tonight, eh?
It seems like it. Now, okay, I brought Bobby on. Bobby, can you hear us and can we hear you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now we can. Yes. So welcome, Frank and Bobby.
Thank you.
Glad you could both be here.
Me too.
All right.
Surprised to get back in.
Yeah. Some nights are like that. You just never know. Always keeping you on your toes. All right. So, yeah. And Naomi, let's start with your thoughts on this poem.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, that there's two lines that, you know, well, of course, two lines that make this poem, you know, as the starlight sleep, they are shining. You know, that's a very creative way to take a starlight and make it sleep, you know. And then the last line, you bring the sleeping bird song that they sing, the sleeping bird song. The starlight sleeps, the birds sleep, but, you know, they still shine and they still sing. So, you know, it makes up for the love that you feel in this poem, I think. So just a lovely little brevity here.
It truly is. Great comment. And Scott, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. This is an amazing for 8 lines. It really has so much in it. I agree with Naomi on that. As the starlight sleep, they are shining. And then give thy beauty to my heart's keep as well at the end of that same stanza. You know, like I say, I'm sure that if this was written to some young lady somewhere, that she would absolutely adore the poem. So, SYW9007 is new to me, but might have to look into some more of this person's writing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, isn't it just, it's so great to always be discovering new poets, you know, and to check them out. So great comment there. And Bobby, did you get a chance to read that poem?
I read it earlier, but I didn't hear it read.
Oh, that's fine. Well, if you read it earlier, would you like to make a comment on it?
Just briefly, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a very powerful piece, and I loved the way it read.
Yeah, it really did read nicely. And Frank, your thoughts on that, right?
What I thought.
You're fading out there, Frank. I actually am having trouble. I can't even hear you right now. Is anyone else having trouble hearing Frank?
Don't hear him, no.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
okay, thanks, guys.
I'll go ahead and just drop it in.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you might have to, if you have headsets to adjust, or if you, you know, want to hang up and call back, that might be a good idea.
All right.
Hopefully Frank will call back and he will be able to, you know, we'll be able to hear him a little better. So. All right, and up next we have Breath, Body, Skin by Stelina, and that has a SoundCloud, so here we go.
Your breath is like a warm shiroka blowing over the desert dew, shifting their shape as you do my passion, skimming across my skin as it yearns for your touch, branding each part of me with your torrid kisses. Your body lies before me, au naturel, inviting my hands to explore its choke. As my eyes devour your masculine beauty, my appetite grows to taste each part of you, from your full sensual lips, I will start my voyage and sail upon your wave of rising ardor until it breaks in crashing crescendos with your mounting moans of rapture, stimulating my own eager response. Your skin, sleek and smooth, like the silken sheets on which we lie, delights my touch. I inhale your musky, masculine fragrance, which fills my being with hunger, leaving me dewy with anticipation of the merging of our surrendering.
Wonderful read and write there, Stelina. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Bobby, let's start with your thoughts.
Oh, my goodness. This was gorgeous. What a powerful piece. Her reading voice, just wonderful, the way she delivers her poetry. Visual imagery is stunning. Very, very sensual, very provocative, very, very deeply romantic, and very subtly erotic. I really enjoyed and her use of vocabulary, beautiful. I sail upon your wave of rising ardor until it breaks in crashing crescendos. Beautiful. I really enjoyed this piece.
Absolutely, and you're right. She does have a wonderful use of wonderful vocabulary that shines through in her poetry. So excellent comment there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Like, I love Stelina's voice. I love her accent and, you know, and the tone of her voice, you know, when she reads, she takes her time and she really puts emphasis on, you know, certain words here and there, and just amazing reading. And the poem is absolutely beautiful. You know, she took me on a truly full blown sensual voyage here. Just amazing, 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 amazing. Just stunning right here by Stelina. Bravo, bravo.
Absolutely, absolutely. You are right about that. It is stunning. So great comment there. And Scott, your thoughts?
So, like I say, as soon as this got done, the first word that popped in my mind was art. It just is a really beautifully written piece of poetry. And that first stanza, when it finished, I was like, wow, can she keep it up? And she did. And it really, really is an amazing piece of poetry. I agree with Bobby that those three lines that Bobby read are amazing in that second stanza. But just the whole thing, it's just a very passionate write. She reads it in a way that delivered it orally to us. And so, yeah, just the whole thing was an amazing write. Well done, Stelina.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment there. Now, I'm just double checking, Scott. You don't have a poem on the board, do you?
I do not.
Okay, I wanted to make sure because it wasn't a board I created, so, you know, I didn't want to miss something. All right. Yeah, you know, this is beautiful. It's got wonderful alliteration, wonderful sensuality. I really like that second stanza, your body lies before me en naturel, inviting my hands to explore its charms. And then the fragrance which fills my being with hunger, leaving me dewy with anticipation of the merging of our surrendering senses. I like that it's a, emerging, a mutual surrendering of the senses. So beautifully written there, Selena, and very well done. And great comments, everybody. And all right, up next, we have Chocolate Mousse Cheesecake by Pretty Bird. And Bobby, would you give that a read for us, please?
Oh, sure. But I'm on a diet. Okay, here we go. I hope this is the fat-free version. Okay, we have Chocolate Mousse Cheesecake by Pretty Bird. Cafe au lait skin taunts senses, scented with anticipation. Smooth lines painted in hues of chocolate, creamed to match the joy pulled through my being, just watching you tremble as I frost you in decadence. Salted pulse points bring out the chocolate in your eyes. I layer warm ganache in glistening liquid satin smiles, landing in curves coating the veins I trace with my tongue, licking clean the chocolate dipped tip that births new salted caramel dreams. Light catches the difference between chocolate silk and the coffee skin that melts it into sticky, sweet perfection. Bringing to my lips what I have yet to clean, I taste every inch of you, where dark chocolate feeds happiness and melts inhibitions to frosted layers of passion that you lick from my lips eagerly. End poem.
Well, yummy. That was delicious, huh? Wonderful read there, Bobby. And before we continue on with comments for Pretty Bird, I'd like to go ahead and bring somebody on. Hello, area code 804. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to?
It's Dude.
Hey, Dude. Welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. All right. And wonderful read there, Bobby. A beautiful central write, as always, from Pretty Bird. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, this was a sweet and salty, savory dish. Oh, yummy, yummy for sure. You know, there's so many lines in here that I just love. You know, the one with I'm trying to find it. The light catches the difference between chocolate silk and the chocolate skin that melts into sticky, sweet perfection. I just love that line. And where I taste every inch of you, where dark chocolate feeds happiness and melts inhibitions in frosted layers of passion that you lick from my lips eagerly. You know, there's no inhibition left here. You know, they're just enjoying each other completely. But I love the way that the poet, that Pretty Bird, you know, put that, melts inhibitions in frosted layers. I just thought that was just amazingly witty and clever, the way that she put that. But just a wow right here, you know, just scintillating with sensuality and passion and, you know, just an absolutely yummy, yummy right here.
Absolutely. And I always love the word inhibitions. And, you know, I think it's great fun to play with food when it comes to sensual rights. I also think it's great fun to just play with food, but, you know. and Scott, your thoughts?
This is another poem that I feel just pulls you right through from beginning to end. It's very well done all the way through. I love that first stanza, Café à la skin, taunt senses, scented with anticipation, smooth lines painted in hues of chocolate cream to match the joy pulled through my being. You know, just very sensual, amazing lines. So, and it just continues on because many of the lines that Naomi read, I would have read them as well. So, yeah, I'm very impressed. It's not the first time I've seen a pretty bird. Definitely somebody who knows how to put a poem together. So, very good write.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wonderful comment. And I have to agree. And then, Naomi, Bobby, you comment next, and Naomi, you comment after her, and I will be right back.
But you're going to miss all the good parts.
I always comment.
I enjoyed this long comment. I enjoyed this piece very much. A lot of sensory imagery here. The chocolate glistening ganache, liquid satin smiles, tracing with her tongue the chocolate cream to match the joy pulled through my being. Beautifully sensual, very very sensual, very sensory, provocative. It's just so much imagery in here, and it's dipped in chocolate. So how can that be bad?
Oh, yeah, indeed. I already commented on the poem. Is Pam back? No way. I think I'm going to go up and go ahead and put I'll go ahead and put your poem up, Bobby. Pam's not back. You don't have a SoundCloud, eh, Bobby? No.
No, I didn't. I didn't finish my piece, so you've got a placeholder there. So.
Oh. Okay. Well, I see Pam's back. Pam, you're back? No.
No, I'm back.
Gray?
Hi, Naomi.
Is that?
Hi, Naomi. Hi, Bobby. Hi, Sharp.
Oh,
hi,
well, great. Yeah. Take over the show. Did you hear the last poem?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Okay. So you just take over your show. Take over your own show.
Absolutely. So, okay.
You don't know the rights probably that we've read already?
No, I don't. Did Dude get to comment on that one?
Yeah. I'll just go ahead and put up a one that we haven't read yet. Is that okay with you, Gray?
Sure.
Till Pam gets back. Okay. I'll put that one up. And, yeah, so, Gray, if you can go ahead and give that a read.
Okay, so this is Summer Sunshower by just Michael G. A summer sunshower drenched us to the bone. Your white linen dress no longer hid bare skin, which I longed to taste. Braided hair pulled to one side, rivulets of rain ran down the nape of your neck and disappeared between your breasts. You still catch my breath whenever I hold your hand, our fingers entwined. A summer sunshower drenched us to the bone, but we didn't care. The deserted stretch of beach receiving each step as we strolled further from our home and home. And, that was a beautiful piece. I mean, you can picture, being soaked in the summer sun by the sun shower that you're in and the heat that comes off that. And then you can picture her hair being braided to one, braided and pulled to one side, with rivulets of rain ran down the nape of her neck and disappeared between her breasts. You still catch my breath whenever I hold your hand, our fingers entwined. And just a very romantic and touching piece as you picture these two lovers walking down the beach. And what did you think, Naomi?
Yeah, well, this is, yeah, just amazing. You know, the idea, like you said, of, you know, being in the rain. And, you know, there's something about the rain that, you know, when it drenches you, you know, you're everything. Your clothes just hugs your body. And, you know, you see the forms. And you just there's something just about the rain that's so sensual in itself. So just a beautiful poem, you know, about you know, summer sun shower here. Just amazing right here by this poet.
Thank you, Naomi. And Sharp, what did you think?
Right from the beginning, this one has such great imagery, and literally you could just picture the whole thing in your mind. It's so well done with that. I can totally feel as if I'm in the rain shower, and then picture the white linen dress and all of the stuff going through it. It's just really well designed. And everything. Then as you read it, Gray, I kept thinking to myself, it flows so well, and it's not built around rhyme, so the rhythm of the words themselves just carry this poem along. So really well done, just Michael G.
Great comment. Thank you, Sharp. And Bobby, what did you think?
Beautiful visual imagery, beautiful storytelling, flowed very nicely. Really enjoyed the way everything was described. Braided hair pulled to one side, rivulets of rain ran down the nape of your neck. Just a beautiful word picture, and very sensual.
Well said, thank you, Bobby. And dude, what did you think?
A beautiful romantic flow, and I very much love the way that, like someone else said, I love the way that there was this there was such vivid imagery, and I love the way that this poem it was very sensual, and it was so very poignant, and you could really feel the romantic element to it as well, and this poem was quite the experience, and you could definitely it was a very tangible piece, and I was right there, and I mean, it was an experience, and I could definitely feel it. Yes, definitely right there along with the person who is in the poem. So very, very nicely done.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, dude. Okay, dude, I've got your poem up if you wouldn't mind reading, please.
All right, untitled. You are carnal, so much bliss. I can't stand it. It's you I desire. It's you I crave. I want to hold you in my mind's eye. You are the wisdom of the world. So much ecstasy. I can't contain it. It's you I want. It's you I need. I want to hold you in my craving arms. End poem.
Beautiful read. And You know, this is a touching poem, you know. I mean, it's got the passion and the desire, the longing, the craving, and, you know, you want it so bad you can taste it. And I want to hold you in my mind's eye. You are the wisdom of the world. You know, how beautiful is that? So sentiment there. Excellent, right, dude? And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, well, I love that, you know, it's like a statement, you know. It's like, I need you. It's like there's no fluff around it. It's just, it says what it says. It's straightforward. It's you I deserve. It's you I crave. There's so much ecstasy. I can't contain it. It's you I want. It's you I need. You know, it just, you know, there's something that's powerful in those short sentences there. Great right here, dude.
Thank you.
Great comment. Thank you, Naomi. And Sharp, what did you think?
Yes, I agree. It has got a very powerful message in a very short space. You definitely feel the passion for the person that the speaker is referring to in the poem. So very well done and a very powerful poem. Good job, dude.
Great comment. Thank you, Sharp. And Bobby, what did you think?
I like the colloquial style of this. Very, very straightforward, very very elegant in its simplicity, very elemental. It's you I desire. It's you I crave. No florid verbiage, just it's you I want. It's you I need. I want to hold you in my craving arms. Very direct, very powerful.
Great comment. Thank you, Bobby. And dude, would you like to say anything about your poem?
Yeah, I mean, it was very, I feel like the phrase that really ties it all together for me, as the person who wrote it, was the, I want to hold you in my mind's eye, because all of this was about the perception, because this is all about, all of this is about desire, and I feel like all of desire comes from the perception, and the mind's eye is the number one representative of the perception. So that's all I really have to say about this piece.
Well, that was a great comment. Thank you for sharing. Okay, I've got the next poem up. It's called Taste, and it's by Weaver of Dreams, and she has a SoundCloud, so we'll play that.
You are close. I feel it. Just behind a misty veil. Your taste is on my lips. Your scent is on my skin. This sense of you I have won't change with time or even distance. As you breathe out, I breathe in. You are all to me, everything in my life that matters. I cannot stand this. A sob escapes with each inhalation. Where are you? I know you're alive. My soul can tell. I'll accept anything you want to inflict in retribution. Know this, my love. Few can change, or even want to. Your sweetness lit my life. Enough to make me whole. Your body, lying, willing, granted ecstasy beyond belief. Let me give you back the life we planned, the one I stole.
Wow, beautiful read. And that was a fantastic poem. I mean, you know, it's beautiful in its expression, but, you know, it has a deep sadness as well. It's kind of melancholic, but beautiful at the same time. You are close. I feel it just behind a misty veil. Your taste is on my lips. Your scent is on my skin. The scent of you I have won't change with time or even distance as I breathe out, as you breathe out and breathe in. Yeah, just a beautifully haunting poem. And what did you think, Pam?
Yeah, I have to agree with you. The haunting, my written comment, haunting was the exact word that I had used. You know, I thought it was a beautiful and emotive write on the idea of a love that once was and the regret for what may never be again. Beautifully written, especially all the way through, but to me it was that second stanza that I noticed the most, especially the lines like, I'll accept anything you want to inflict in retribution. Beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, there's something mystical about this whole rite. First of all, I love Weaver of Dreams, you know, Kate's voice. She has such a voice for reading. And but, you know, the last line, let me give you back the life we planned, the one I stole. You know, it leaves it open to questions there. And like every, you know, a lot of Kate's poems, you know, she tells a tale. And this one leaves you wanting to know what's going to happen, what's going on, you know, what happened. You know, there's this, like, this spirit that's hanging around. She knows that they're alive. My soul can tell. You know, I just love also the that first stanza. You know, your scent is on my skin. This sense of you, I have won't change with time or even distance. As you breathe out, I breathe in. So, you know, but it leads to so much more open interpretation, this poem, and which I really, really enjoy. You know, you can take it where you want to go, and that's really a great thing about Kate's work, you know, that it leaves you just wanting more, to hear more. So just an amazing write here by Kate.
Thank you, Naomi. Great comment. And Sharp, what did you think?
Oh, Scott had to go.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bobby, what did you think?
Oh, I really thought this was beautifully done. But it was just, everyone has noticed, it's very melancholy, very mournful. You can feel the anguish, especially in the last stanza. Let me give you back the life we planned, the one I stole. There's a deep sense of regret here that is so eloquently expressed. It is very a very heart-rending poem.
Great comment, Bobby. Thank you for that. And Dude, what did you think?
This poem has a very there's this very forlorn feeling, and I really like the way that there's this feeling of like longing in it, and this and like someone mentioned before, there's this melancholy, and it's just there's this feeling of aching, and I think this is one of the more painful rites of the evening, I think this is definitely a stinging piece, and you can definitely get a lot of this is definitely some a great write, and You can definitely get that through the vocabulary, and you can also get that through the way the flow of the words are read, as well as like the way that the way that it was read was just magnificent. I think this was just a great poem overall. So excellent job.
Great comment, dude. Thank you. Okay, Naomi, I've got your piece up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Oh, I just put it up if you needed it, Gray. If you want to put other pieces up, I can read it. But it was just in case. Okay, so this is that 1%. Oh, I can be so deliciously divine, darling, you know that, with a wide, contagious smile, wild, bubbly bursts of laughter, fluttering eyelashes above dreamy gray blue eyes, strawberry blushed lips that whisper, "Chérie, I've missed you so," as I greet you at the door with a warm kiss and a sunny bonjour. Hot hair ascending in hushes of honey, angelic, innocent, all ivory silkiness, as a poupée de porcelain, dressed in an apron, daffodils and daisies, fragrances of lily rose, lavender, raspberry bath, take your hand, guide you to the couch, sit, relax, darling, I'll be right back. I swivel, you swallow and stare as my derrière dances away with every enticing sway of my hips, your thirsty eyes drifting up to the pearly pink of my neck, then down the smoothness of my back to dip into its dewy arch, downward yet past my thighs to the curve of my legs as I glide away slowly on shiny cherry stilettos, and nothing, nothing at all, but bare skin brushing against apron strings, soft sun streaked, swirls stroking satiny shoulders, lick your lips, I glance back and wink from home, mon amour, I return from the kitchen, offer your fresh iced beer, kneel before you, and start unbuckling your belt. Are you comfortable? Was it a long day at work? Are you happy to be home, hon? And you growl a deep throaty, oh, hell yes. End poem.
Wow, that was beautiful, Naomi. How visceral and engaging is that? I mean, you know, you brought us in this room with you and your husband as a voyeur, and you know, we got to watch all this happen in front of us, which was quite scintillating and titillating. But just a beautiful job, Naomi. Stunning. Absolutely beautiful read. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I thought this was absolutely beautiful. This is one that I've heard before, but it's so worth hearing again. You know, I think no matter who is the one who works the hours outside of the house, you know, if you get an opportunity, well, you know, I shouldn't even say that, but just if you get an opportunity to greet your partner in a way that makes them feel good about themselves, makes them feel desired, that's so important. And that kind of sensuality, Naomi, you do a great job of bringing that out. I really like hair ascending in hushes of honey, angelic innocence, all ivory silkiness as a poupée. Okay, I'm not even going to pronounce that, but, you know, it's beautiful. I tell you, if I even try to pronounce French, I just sound like I sound like I stuck jawbreakers in my mouth and I'm trying to talk around them. So, but This is so fun and playful with the, you know, dressed in an apron of daffodils and daisies, fragrance of lily, rose, lavender. You know, I take your hand and guide you to the couch. I really like I take your hand and guide you to the couch because it's sensual communication without talking. So beautifully written and very well done.
Wonderful comment, Pam. Thank you. And Bobby, what did you think?
It reads like a love story. It reads like a love letter. The intimacy is on such a personal level. It gives one the impression of an established relationship that enjoys not having to deal with barriers or the provocative little courtship dances that we have to do sometimes. It's past that. It takes pleasure in providing the partner with complete fulfillment, love, and physical passion. And it's beautifully, beautifully written, and I feel as though I was peering over your shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, what did you think?
This poem really was a story told, and I thought this was a piece that really expressed a tender emotion and rather a tender set of emotions that was like when the partner comes home, it was like a book gets open, and it's a book that is longing to be read, and there's just like that peace and comfort that comes, and but not only just the peace and comfort, it's like a good mystery book, you know, like it's like or like a good romance novel, or even a steamy erotica, you know, like something that's, you know, that's really longing to be read, you know, that you can't turn away from, you know, like, you know, you really need to read it, and see it through to the end, you know, and and I thought that kind of emotion was really expressed through this piece, and I think that was something really special that was encapsulated through the verse, and I thought it flowed really well, and I think the imagery was just so palpable and so tangible, and I think it really came to life through the read, and I think it was done really well. So great job.
Wonderful comment. Thank you. And Dexter, welcome to the show.
Glad I could be here.
Did you get a chance to hear Naomi read?
I did. And that was a steamy hot thing, Naomi. You know, it felt like a lot of time passed in the piece, but it really is a pretty concentrated write. The detail in it, you know, gave goosebumps. So I thought it was just a fantastic write.
Thanks.
Thank you, Dexter. Great comment. Okay, Bobby, I've got the next piece up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Not at all. Okay, we have... Oh, I've never wanted to taste another. Is that the one?
Yes.
Okie dokie. There we go. By Beatnik. I've never wanted to taste another so. I want to kiss you deeply from your lips down to your toes. I've never wanted to taste another so. When we make love, we're the only ones who know each other's special erogenous zones. Your flower I'll explore with wanting tongue until you quiver from all the things I've done. I'll love with a passion worthy of you and live out my fantasies of just us two. Then we'll reach nirvana simultaneously, a perfect ending to our lovemaking. We'll kiss softly until passions consume us again and have one long night of rapturous sin. End poem.
Beautiful read, Bobby. And I mean, that was a forthright delivered poem. I mean, it was just, you know, I want to kiss you from your lips down to your toes. I've never wanted to taste another. So, and right there, you know, you get the appetite that he has for this person. And then, you know, it gets very sensual throughout it. I mean, your flower I'll explore with wanting tongue until you quiver from all the things I've done. A love with a passion worthy of you. Live out my fantasies of just us two. You know, just a beautiful expression of love and desire and passion. What did you think, Pam?
I have to agree. This is provocative. It's beautifully sensual, wonderfully written in couplets. You know, I really like when we make love, we're the only ones who know each other's special erogenous zones. And then the other line that I particularly like was, then we'll reach nirvana simultaneously, a perfect ending to our lovemaking. So beautifully written and very well done.
Excellent comment, Pam. Thank you. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, right from the title, I've never wanted to taste another. So, you know, right there, just in the title, it's so passionate and so loving and so, you know, it's a feeling of commitment to each other, you know, of a belonging to each other. Just an amazing write all through here by Beatnik, and, you know, just an amazing, passionate write.
Wonderful comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Bobby, what did you think?
Oh, deeply passionate. Again, very, very direct, very straightforward, very elemental. There's a great deal of joy expressed in just the giving and accepting pleasure, and it's beautifully expressed.
Great comment, Bobby. Thank you. And, dude, what did you think?
Wow, this really showed that the art of lovemaking can be a sacred experience. And I think that this is a piece that shows that that communion that you have with another person when you engage in that kind of, like, when you take it to that level, it's not only a ritual, but it's beyond bliss, you know? It's not just that physical level of, like, carnal pleasure, but that's in keeping with the prompt, but it is like it says, it's nirvana. So I really, really liked that.
Absolutely. That was a great comment, dude. And Dexter, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a fantastic piece. I thought it was, you know, right in your face. It was one of those small percentages, you know, in between all of those "Are You Done Yet?" and "Whoops," you know, it's when it works out right.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you. Okay, I've got the next poem up, and it's by Poetic Picasso, and he has a SoundCloud, so I will play that.
You undress before me slowly, displaying your exquisite nudity like a sexy, exotic dancer with such a penetrating seduction. I nibble your tender ears and echo my intimate whispers. Spanish temptation enrapturing you in the floral drops of a perfumed scent. I stroke the softness of your skin and begin to sip from your deep bosom the moisture of your sweat ignites, the heat of my artistic desires as I drink from your ruby lips drenched in Parisian wine, sating the thirst of my parched lips, begging for your succulence. We pour sweet syrup over the contours of our aroused carnal flesh, the exclamation of the virginal bliss, of a delicious caramel taste. Our wet bodies entangle in the silk sheets covering our quivering hips. We burn deep within the sizzling embers of our penumbral lust, below the moonlit sky, shrouding the blanket of cobalt stars. My loins billow with the passionate fire of your moan of orgasmic surrender. We glow like two ardent fireflies, glistening in our erotic dance. Me pierdo la humedad de la noche, con el calor de tu rico beso caliente. Quiero conocer tu pasión que me excita, ser el sensual amante que te conquista. I get lost in the humidity of the night, with the warmth of your juicy, hot kiss. I want to know your passion that excites me. Be the sensual lover that conquers you. Blow on my saxophone. Ole. Ole. Interpol.
Beautiful read, Frank, and a fascinating poem. I mean, you know, it's so sensual and seductive. You know, it's engaging and it's endearing throughout. Just a beautiful poem, Frank. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. This is just absolutely stunning, wonderful imagery and metaphors. I really like how he starts out, "You undress before me slowly." I think oftentimes in sensual poetry, we get straight to the nudity rather than, you know, the taking time to undress slowly in front of each other, because there really is such a seduction to that. I also like that he brings in the food, like the sweet syrup and the delicious caramel taste. You know, that stands there, "We pour sweet syrup over the contours of our aroused carnal flesh," was particularly seductive. I like the use of the attention to detail, the use of the colors like the blanket of cobalt stars, a beautiful, passionate write, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. That was a beautiful comment. And Bobby, what did you think?
Do I have to say? I really enjoy this. I love Frank's visual imagery. I feel like I have to have a snack now because it is so wonderfully rich with flavors and colors and scents and touch I really liked it. I think it's a marvelous piece.
Very compliment. Thank you, Bobby. And Dexter, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a fantastic write. You know, I get lost in the humidity of the night with the warmth of your juicy hot kiss. There's just some very fantastic lines woven in throughout this very sensual piece, so I thought it was very well done.
Great comment, Dexter. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to post yours up next, Dexter, once I get a second here. Okay. Okay, here we go. If I can get the right button. Come on. Here we go. Okay, whenever you're ready, Dexter.
This is at the tip of my tongue. Let your love soak into my taste buds, pique my senses, heighten my awareness, squirm in my embrace, quivering banquet of breathtaking, blossoming bliss. End poem.
Wow, that's a beautiful brevity. You know, it speaks to your, you know, your passion and your desire that you have for this person. It's just a beautiful poem, full of affection and longing and bliss. I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful brevity, Dexter. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for calling in. Pam, what did
thank you
think? Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. This is the type of brevity that makes me say muy caliente. Seriously, good stuff, Dexter. No, but, you know, I do like this. I like that you keep it, you know, simple and short. You wonderful use of alliteration. Squirm in my embrace and breathtaking blossoming bliss. There's a wonderful seductive sense of reaction and movement. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you.
Great comment. Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Bobby, what did you think?
I liked it. Brevity was a refreshing change, and it is very expressive, very succinct. I think it's very strong write, very expressive.
Wonderful comment.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Sharp, you're back.
I am. I got interrupted by a pretty important phone call, so. But
oh, okay.
I'd love to comment on Dukes. So
sure.
I will say that in a brevity as short as this, it is so difficult to have the powerful impact that this one does. I love at the end the squirm in my embrace, quivering banquet of breathtaking, blossoming bliss. It's just a really powerful punch right there at the end of the poem. And with so few words, it really connects, I think.
Thank you. Great compliment. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to grab the next poem here, and I will post this to the board. Okay, here we go. Okay, posting it now. Okay, and would you mind reading that for me, Sharp, please?
Sure. All right, night vision. When evening falls in its song of surrender, light is on break till morning. I make my way to you, fingertips upon braille, lips are liquid, ocean swirling. We shine as two diamonds upon coal, soft like the air of September. Alabaster illuminates, onyx shadowed, runes desire so deft and so limber. A bonded bliss comes in the penetration of souls, bereft of daylight's false illusion. But heartbeats are the only sound known, and truth all we see with night vision. That was Night Vision by Dark Knight. Oft the Soul. Sorry, it took me a second.
No problem. Thank you for reading that. That was an excellent read. And, you know, I really liked his poem. I mean, it's got this after dark type of feel to it, you know, when evening falls in its song of surrender, light is on break till morning. You know, and I make my way to you, fingertips upon braille, lips are liquid oceans swirling. I mean, you know, that paints a beautiful picture there with amazing detail. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, I have to agree. This does have amazing, amazing detail. Wonderful read there, Scott. I really like how this brings the nighttime to life and the sensuality of the night. I'm particularly fond of a bonded bliss comes in the penetration of soul, and the idea of not just a physical penetration, but a penetration of the spirits, of a connection. And I also really like lips are liquid ocean swirling. Beautiful lines there and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. And Bobby, what did you think?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was very well written, and I thought it was very expressive of the passion that one feels. And I really thought it captured it very nicely.
Are you on mute?
I'm sorry. I was getting a call. I had to push it off. But yeah, so what did you think, Dexter?
Shippa Dexter. Yeah, I'm on. No, I'm just kidding. What's your grade? No, I thought that this was a fantastic piece, and I thought it brought out the contrast. I thought that the contrasting things and elements, you know, when things are contrasting the way they do, they highlight and they bring out the feeling of the sensation so well. And I thought that that's what this piece was kind of all about. You know, in the night, the light looks so bright, and, you know, and when, you know, the lovemaking is like this, it just can accentuate all feelings. So I thought it was very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Dexter. And Sharp, what did you think of the poem that you read?
This is a really great poem from beginning to end. And I think like all really good poems, there's really no wasted words in this poem. And, you know, each of the stanzas, if you ask me, are really powerfully written. So I could read any of them to you as an example of the beauty of the poem. So I guess we'll look at that second one. We shine as two diamonds upon coal, soft like the air of September, alabaster illuminates, onyx, shadowed rooms, desire so deft and so limber. So giving desire like personifying it. And it's a really well-written poem all the way around.
Great comment. Thank you, Sharp. Okay, Bobby, I've got your poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
No, I'm just glad I was able to finish it in time for the show. I just don't have a picture on it yet. Oh, hang on a second here. Okay, I've lost myself. Oh, there we go. Okay, I lost my page. Here we go. Oops. Let's see. Let's count all the things that can go wrong right now. Here we go. Shoot. Okay. My gosh, this is my carpet picnic. I go ahead and read that now. Oh dear. Well, welcome to Malfunction Junction. Carpet picnic. A sensual supper served up the Japanese chabudai. As we sit together on the floor, a glorious repast spread before us and we feast. Steamed lobster drenched in warm melted butter, delicately nibbled from your butter-coated fingers. It runs down my chin and neck, between my breasts, your lips and tongue in eager pursuit, and we feast. Gorgeous strawberries, round, ripe, succulent, you bite hungrily, the juice lingers on your mouth. I bite hungrily, the whipped cream-coated berry leaves traces of its passage on my lips that you sample, and we feast. Champagne quaffed in crystal flutes sparkles like our eyes. We link arms and toast our passions, appetites. We laugh as our robes become drenched and superfluous and chase the sweet rivulets as they cascade over each other's skin, and we feast. Naught is left save dessert, and we have saved the best for last. You are my sustenance, and I crave your spiced flavor. You imbibe my nectar, devour desire's ambrosia, and all through the night, we feast. End poem.
Beautiful read, Bobby. And that's a beautiful poem. I mean, you know, it's filled with sensuality and seduction and desire and passion in the heat of, you know, sharing a meal and coming to time for dessert. And, you know, you're going to feast on each other for dessert, which is a fabulous concept. Just a beautiful job, Bobby. What did you think,
Thank you.
Pam? Absolutely.
Well, I think this is a beautiful, seductive write. I like that she brings in the eating and the sharing of food. I think there's something so romantic and sensual about that. Wonderful imagery. I bite hungrily, the whipped cream-coated berry leaves traces of its passage on my lips, and you sample and we feast. And of course, you know, you always save the best for last. But I think another line that really spoke to me was, you are my sustenance and I crave your spiced flavor. That idea of just really needing somebody. And spiced flavor is so just very masculine. You know, wonderfully written and very well done.
Thank you.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Dexter, what did you think?
Yeah, this is a hot write about two people that kind of left their cares at the door and threw caution to the wind. You know, say you feast is kind of almost, you know, no holding back. There was no holding back as far as the quality or the night, the beauty or the night, the how good the food is. You know, you're talking lobster, and then there's no holding back on each other. So it's just very kind of open night, you know, and that you let your heart shine. So very well done.
Thank you.
Great comment, Dexter. Thank you. And Sharp, what did you think?
Right from the beginning of this one, I could totally picture in my mind what was happening. Like you're going to one of those Chinese or Japanese, in this case, Japanese restaurant, where you sit on the floor to eat. And I could totally picture it right from the beginning. Bobby is always such a wordsmith, and she does an amazing job of painting pictures in your mind of what's going on. And I also really like the impact of "And We Feast" at the end of each of the first four stanzas, because, you know, she's kind of creating the idea of a meal, but she's also creating the idea of the feasting and love. So it's just an amazing rite from beginning to end, and no surprise from Bobby.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And Pam, would you like to say anything about any upcoming shows?
Oh, absolutely. Let's see. Tomorrow night we have In Our Craft, Our Soul and Art with Richard Wiseman and Neutron Bomb, and they have the topic of poetry inspired by James Joyce. Then 12:30 a.m. on Friday is the Into the Darkness, where the topic is swarms of is locusts. Basically, you can, you know, there's prompts like to go by, or you can just be inspired by the word swarms or the word locust to write something dark. Rex has a contest running for Sunday that I know needs rights. It's to be inspired by the music of the Cars, and that's what I've got to mention. So check it out.
Thank you for sharing, Pam. And Bobby, would you like to say anything about any upcoming shows?
Yeah, we have this coming Saturday, Dan and I, and Exploring at Phrasis, and we will be discussing the and reading the poetry inspired by the art of Fernando Botero.
Cool. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, everyone, for calling in tonight and sharing your hearts, your minds, your voices, and most especially your time. Much love, everybody, and have a great night.
Thank you, Greg.
Buenas noches.